Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Welcome to our Japa Inspirations. It's actually very nice to see that all of you wish to go deeper in their japa of the holy names, and therefore want to have some tuning. Today I have a startling question. Whose japa does Krishna actually hear? I'm serious. We might think, well, he hears everyone, no? Yes, but there is a specific qualification which we have to bring to our japa so that the Lord listens to us, that he takes it very seriously. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sri Nanda Kumar, Krishna, hears the prayers of one who surrenders to him in the sixfold ways. Yes, this is the promise of the Lord. This is the relationship which we need to build up. We need to do our japa in a mood of devotional surrender. There's a verse which we often hear. It's a proclamation of Lord Ram who says, anyone who even once sincerely surrenders unto me, declaring, I am yours, and prays for fearlessness, it is my vow that I will always grant that to them. To surrender while we do japa means that we are absolutely leaving everything aside except for our chanting at this moment. We surrender to the practice. That means we sit and we tune ourselves in, we finger the beats, we listen to the japa, and we focus our mind. Surrender means actually to bring body, mind, and heart into the praxis of chanting japa. And then immediate results will come. You will actually see how through your chanting you penetrate through the mental platform. You penetrate through the intellectual platform. You leave all this behind and you arrive at the spiritual level where the Lord and all his associates reside. I wish you a surrendered japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.